Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11th, 1976, in New York.
Why, how the caste system has crippled our society so much, was accepted by...
Ramji, Krishna says, Chatupanna Maya system, Guna Karma Vivaga. So, according to quality and worth, that is fact. If you have got engineering qualification, and if you can work as engineer, people will call you engineer sahab. Is it not? So, there may be a class of engineers, but that depends on quality and work. But if you have no quality, no work, how you become engineer? If you have no qualification of becoming an engineer, you do not work, you work as a clerk. And if somebody addresses you, engineer sir, he is a fool, you are a fool. So if he is not a brahmana, if you call him a brahmana, then you are a fool and he is also. So that is going on. Fool's paradise. A rascal who is not in qualification in Brahman, if he is addressed and given honor of a Brahman, he says, God, for nothing I am getting this honor. That's why. And he is giving him honor as Brahman, he is also a rascal. But it is not that. So, Chatupannamaya system, guna karma vibhaga. Not by birth. One must acquire the quality of a brahmana, satta sama dama titi kharjava jnanam vityanam atritam brahma karma sahaja. He must be truthful, he must be self-restraint, self-controlled, full of knowledge, very simple. All these qualifications, when he acquires, then he becomes a brahmana.
No, even in Ramayana and Mahabharata, we find this kind of Ekalabha was discriminated, Karna was
because
discriminated.
Because he was not accustomed to the practice of Brahmana. One must be Brahmana by practice. That is what.
This is a kind of discrimination, though. This is kind of discrimination, though.
Yes. Krishna says, Manhi Partha Vipar Sitya, Jepishu Pabhaja. Never mind, he is born in low-grade family. But he is eligible to go back to home, back to home. Jepiyanti Paranga. You mean to say, unless one becomes a first-class Brahmin, he can go back to home, back to home? No, that is not possible. So, Hirata Hunanda Putina Pukkasabhira Sambhagavana Siddhanti. The purificatory process, just like these Europeans, Americans, they are being recognized as Brahmana because they are pure devotees. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He says, Krishna Bhajanate Nahi Jati Kuladi Vichar. Krishna Bhajanate. If one becomes Krishna conscious, there is no such discrimination. Even if you make that. Because as soon as you become Krishna conscious, you become the best Brahmin. That is also stated in the Bhagavata. Sagunanu samatittayutan brahma bhuyaya. Immediately becomes on the Brahma platform. And Brahma means one who knows Brahma. Brahma janati iti Brahma. So every devotee, if he is purely engaged in devotional service, is more than Brahma. And so-called Brahma, without Krishna consciousness, but that is not determination. Avaishnava guru na sasya. Sat Vaishnava Sapata Guru. It is dog eater, Chandar, he has become a Vaishnava. He can be Guru. But a Brahmana, Satkarma, Nikuna, Vipra, Brahma, Mantra, Tantra, Vishara, Avaishnava, Guru Nava, Shyam. He is expert, Vedic, chanting and everything, Mantra, Tantra, Vishara, but if he is not Vaishnava, he cannot become Guru. According to our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is actually according to Vedic injunction. If you understand Krishna, then you become more than a Brahman. Try to understand Krishna, and then your life is successful. And Krishna is being distributed by Lord Krishna. Not only he is giving Krishna, he is giving Krishna prema. Krishna prema pradayat. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nāve Govulakti Se Namaha. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu is so kind, merciful. He is not only giving Krishna, he is giving Krishna prema, which is very, very rare. Find out that and Lord Buddha appeared that much. Sanmohaya Suraj Visham. His propaganda was to cheat the atheist class of men. Atheist class of men, they did not recognize existence of God. So he became one of them. Sadaya Ridaya Darshita Pasu Ghatam. This atheist class, they are killing animals in the name of Jagga, like anything. So, gada gada hi dhanvasya glani bhavati. So he came as Buddha to chop this animal killing. His real business was animal, stop the animal killing. So these aspects are going to hell in the name of religion. So at least stop their activities of animal killing. So therefore, he started this mission, Ahimsa Parama Dharma. Don't kill animals. But in the Vedas, there is a commendation, in the Jagga, as you are saying, that there is animal killing is recommended. The people presented that here is animal killing recommended in the Jagga. Therefore, it denied the authority of Vedas. Nindasi Jagga Videraha Suti Jatam Sadaya Ridaya Darshita Pasu Khatam. So, this Buddha incarnation is cheating the atheist class of man. He said that don't kill animals. If you are killed, you feel pain. Why you should kill animals? That was his mission. To stop animal killing, sinful activities. So what was your question?
I just asked why he has reached impersonal form of God.
Yes, because they are all godless. So he said, there is no God. But you stop this animal. That was it. And he said, there is no God, but whatever I say, you accept. So they agreed. but he is God. That is cheating. Superficially he says there is no God, but he is God. So somehow or other, if people stop animal killing and accept Lord Buddha, then he becomes at least one step forward to God realization. So in a cheating process, he made good to others. Yes?
Tata kalo sampavite samohaya suradvisham buddho namnan jana sutta kikate shubhavishati. Then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theists.
To delude them. Read the purport.
Lord Buddha, a powerful incarnation of the personality of Godhead, appeared in the province of Gaya, Bihar, as the son of Anjana, and he preached his own conception of non-violence and deprecated even the animal sacrifices sanctioned in the Vedas. At the time when Lord Buddha appeared, the people in general were atheistic and preferred animal flesh to anything else. On the plea of Vedic sacrifice, every place was practically turned into a slaughterhouse, and animal killing was indulged in unrestrictedly. Lord Buddha preached non-violence, taking pity on the poor animals. He preached that he did not believe in the tenets of the Vedas and stressed the adverse psychological effects incurred by animal killing. Less intelligent men of the age of Kali, who had no faith in God, followed his principle, and for the time being they were trained in moral discipline and non-violence, the preliminary steps for proceeding further on the path of God realization. He deluded the atheists because such atheists who followed his principles did not believe in God, but they kept their absolute faith in Lord Buddha, who himself was the incarnation of God. Thus the faithless people were made to believe in God in the form of Lord Buddha. That was the mercy of Lord Buddha. He made the faithless faithful to him. Killing of animals before the advent of Lord Buddha was the most prominent feature of the society. They claimed that these were Vedic sacrifices. When the Vedas were not accepted through authoritative disciplic succession, the casual readers of the Vedas are misled by the flowery language of that system of knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, a comment has been made on such foolish scholars. The foolish scholars of Vedic literature who do not care to receive the transcendental message through the transcendental realized sources of disciplic succession are sure to be bewildered. To them, the ritualistic ceremonies are considered to be all in all. They have no depth of knowledge, according to Bhagavad Gita. The whole system of the Vedas is to lead one gradually to the path of the Supreme Lord. The whole theme of Vedic literature is to know the Supreme Lord, the individual soul, the cosmic situation, and the relations between all these items. When the relation is known, the relative function begins, and as a result of such a function, the ultimate goal of life, or going back to Godhead, takes place in the easiest manner. Unfortunately, unauthorized scholars of the Vedas become captivated by the purificatory ceremonies only, and natural progress is checked thereby. To such bewildered persons of atheistic propensity, Lord Buddha is the emblem of theism. He therefore first of all wanted to check the habit of animal killing. The animal killers are dangerous elements on the path of going back to Godhead. There are two types of animal killers. The soul is also sometimes called the animal or the living being. Therefore, both the slaughterers of animals, as well as those who have lost their identity of the soul, are animal killers. Maharaj Parikshit said that only the animal killer cannot relish the transcendental message of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if people are to be educated on the path of Godhead, they must be taught first and foremost to stop the process of animal killing as above mentioned. It is nonsensical to say that animal killing has nothing to do with spiritual realization. By this dangerous theory, many so-called sannyasis have sprung up by the grace of Kali Yuga to preach animal killing under the garb of the Vedas.
There are so many suggestions. In this days of sannyasis, they are eating meat. That is going on. they say, what is wrong with these two? Tell you. They eat meat.
The subject matter has already been discussed in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Mulana Chand Kazi Sahib. The animal sacrifice as stated in the Vedas is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse. Because the asuras, or the so-called scholars of Vedic
literature... You are referring to the Vedic principle. But that does not mean you have to open slaughterhouse. These rascals are opening slaughterhouse. Do you think it is Vedic principle? Suppose it is recommended that animals should be sacrificed in a Vedic ritualistic ceremony. Does it mean that you shall open regular slaughterhouse? Just as the Christians say that Jesus Christ ate fish. Therefore, they are right in opening big slaughterhouse. Maybe Lord Jesus Christ ate fish in some awkward circumstances. That does not mean that he is recommending to open slaughterhouse. In the Ten Commandments he says, thou shalt not kill. When there is absolute necessity, there is no other food, there is another thing. But if there is sufficient other foodstuff, why should you kill? They are not even human beings. Those are animal killings. Bina pasunna. Those are animal killers. They are not even human beings. But to speak of religious issues. Nidvitta tarsai rupagiyamana bhavavusadi chotra mano vina ka uttama sura. If you are animal killer, your God consciousness is finished. You'll never be able to understand what you. Then your life is finished. This life is meant for understanding God. And if you are animal killer, then your God understanding is finished.
May I ask a question, Prabhupada? Something that I've wondered about, and perhaps you could explain it briefly. I believe that Krishna is the Supreme God, so don't get me wrong, but since you mentioned Christ, was he an incarnation of Krishna? Was Jesus Christ sent here by Krishna from...
No, he said that he is Son of God. That is accepted.